I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is
Cinema Classics.
We've had Godzilla, and you are terrific with your kids, although with Vincent, who's 10 years old.
Right.
Would you take him to Godzilla?
I did take him to Godzilla. I don't see this as a horror film.
Oh.
It's a giant monster movie, which makes it more science fiction than horror.
And that's our...
You know, and the other thing, too, is he doesn't prey on people. If there's not that threat of being preyed upon, whether it's by a monster or a human monster, then I don't know that it's horror.
All right, so, and we're talking about kids and horror films. And we're
and
exploring.
Horror or kids in horror?
And horror.
And horror.
Right.
Kids and horror.
Right, like
yes.
Vincent watching Godzilla, and you've already said no because
yes.
It's not. What about Frankenstein?
He has seen Frankenstein.
And
he loved Frankenstein. He had seen the original Godzilla 2 a few years, maybe a year or so after that. And those are great intro movies to the horror genre because the monsters are sympathetic. They don't prey upon human beings. In fact, Frankenstein is the one who's preyed upon. And one could argue Godzilla in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a key difference. Now, we went to go see a movie the other day, and there was a trailer playing for a new horror film. I normally say, hey, you're going to see some scary stuff. If you don't want to watch it, close your eyes. I didn't say it this time, because I'm trying to get him to watch some horror films. And so I let this trailer play without any interference from me, and I looked over at him, and he had his head down and his eyes covered.
Oh.
Yeah, he's very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
So, which actually, you know, I'm kind of thrilled at that in a way, because it means that the emotional beats that we're seeing in the movies I do take him to are resonating with him. If he's still so sensitive to the beats of horror in a trailer, then I hope that he's picking up on what's human and good.
You expressed that you would like him to become familiar with more horror films.
Yeah.
What do you think is good about that for a kid?
It's a good outlet in some ways. I enjoyed horror as a kid. I know Vincent is a lot like me. I loved American Werewolf in London. I love the makeup effects. I love seeing transformations. There is something thrilling about being scared.
Well, some would say that the horror film that somebody like 10-year-old Vincent could see that would be scary stimulates his imagination
mm-hmm.
because kids' young imaginations are filled with ideas and monstrous things,
yeah.
and they can survive these. In
mm-hmm.
the sense they can learn how to survive by just watching the movie. And
that's
say,
interesting.
Man, I got through it.
Yeah, yeah. I see. It is a test, right?
Right.
In
right.
some ways, because it's so emotionally intense and psychologically intense.
Yes, yes.
And you do have to kind of confront your own fear.
Yes, yes.
I get that. That's pretty cool.
If you're at camp
yeah.
watching something like this, not only are you're surviving it without your parents.
Right. Yeah.
So that's even...
Sure.
That's even, I'm a tough guy. I got
yeah,
that
yeah.
through it. It's all vicarious. But
yeah.
I mean, movies are so powerful, they still drag us in.
Right. Having an adult to kind of shepherd you through those
yes.
experiences
yeah. good,
was pretty cool.
And arachnophobia would fit in with your...
I have shown Vincent arachnophobia.
Okay.
The difference between films like Arachnophobia and Jaws from horror, there's an adventure element to them. There's a fun element to them.
But so I waited for the day when I'd be able to show my kids my favorite horror film of all time.
What's that?
The Birds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Birds, that's another great gateway film.
Oh, I think so, too, yeah. And there are some visual impressions there. One of them is the birds pecking out the eyes. That's hard to forget.
Yeah,
it's a pretty horrible
right.
thing. But one of the more subtle horror parts was the birds on the wire.
Mm-hmm. Accumulating.
Accumulating.
Like
and
cutting,
I can't see
cutting
birds.
Back.
Right.
Cutting the tippy-hedron
yes.
and cutting back to the
I
park
can't
with
see
more and more
a
birds.
Bird on the wire without being a little bit afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And
you once described that really aptly, the horror, why that is so effective. Because Hitchcock, it's, people have, you know, prior to the birds, horror was not an illustrious genre. I mean, you had your classic Universal monsters. Forget how you put it, but what was horrifying about the birds is that Hitchcock took something mundane
oh, right, yeah,
and
yeah.
imbued it with this
right.
feral quality, you know?
So when you get to Tim Burton, Corpse Bride and so on.
Yeah, cutesy horror,
exactly,
right?
Obviously. Exactly. This is not the kind of thing that we'd like our kids to build their sense of the horror film.
No, because that's Hallmark macabre.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.